This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Nearly the entire state has received heavy precipitation the last few days, from snow in the highlands to flooding on the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Meteorologist Rush Schumacher directs Colorado's Climate Center. He says the largest amounts of rain have been reported in East Metro Denver.
It's the third wettest two-day period that has ever been observed in Denver. And at Colorado Springs, it was the wettest May day that they've ever had, with the 3.18 inches yesterday. Some pretty remarkable totals.
More than 3.5 inches of rain were reported at DIA over the last 2 days. Schumacher says the storms this week will benefit agriculture on the Eastern Plains, which has experienced serious drought over the last several years. Despite all the recent rain, Colorado HOAs may soon be required to accept water-wise landscaping. A bill now awaits Governor Polis' signature after the state legislature passed it earlier this week. Right now, homeowners who want to swap their lawns out for things that require less water often get denied by their HOA. But if the bill becomes law, HOAs would be required to pre-approve at least 3 water-saving landscape designs. HOAs also wouldn't be able to ban vegetable gardens in front or side yards of single-family homes. The lawyers representing 2 black ranchers in the community of Yoder say felony stalking charges against their clients have been dropped. The story of ranchers Courtney and Nicole Mallory and their land dispute with a white neighbor captured national attention earlier this year. The Mallorys have argued their involvement in the neighbor dispute was a result of being racially harassed. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.